Bill Curry, Coach Bill Curry, I apologize. Welcome back to Tuscaloosa. I hope you're doing well, sir.
Thank you. Doing fine. I'm glad to be a part of this wonderful thing that's happened for Derek. I'm just sad that he can't experience it.
Absolutely. And Coach, as someone that watched him play, you've coached a lot of players. You've played a lot against a lot. Sort of describe Derek's playing ability from your perspective.
Well, there were things he would do that didn't look human. He would, we would tell him to go in and check the punter, and he would block the punt. And I'd say, Derek, I told you just to check the punter. He'd say, well, I got there early, so I just took it off his foot. And, I mean, this is in big games like LSU. I remember us winning a game in large measure because he just did superhuman things, and he did them all the time. He's really an incredible player.
Would you put him in the players that you played against, coached with? Where would he rank?
Well, he's the best player I ever coached, that's for sure. I don't, when you start talking about Willie Davis and Dick Butkus now, that could be a different measure. And I was measuring them as a player and not as a coach. So Gary's the best player I ever had the privilege of coaching. He could change a game in one play, and he could take over a game. It was just, we had a terrific defensive coordinator in Don Lindsay, and he would scheme a game plan, and Derek would make 25 tackles, and we'd beat Penn State 8-3, things like that, and that actually happened.
You see offensive guys take over games, but it is rare that you see a defensive player take over games and sort of say, hey, I'm going to put this team on the back of my shoulder pads.
Well, if a defensive player can force two blockers to be on him virtually all the time, or if a wise defensive coordinator schemes the defense so that he never the offense is never allowed to get two blockers on him, and he can make every single play, that's sort of the formula. And I've only seen a few guys like that in my life, but Derek was one of them.
Coach Bill Curry, right now inside the game here in Tuscaloosa, as we talk about Derek Thomas and sort of talk about the legendary career that he put in front of us. Coach, you've been a part of these committees, and we look at Derek Thomas was passed upon several years. He didn't get in. Do you ever look back and say, well, why, or do you just sort of accept the moment?
Well, you have to understand that everybody has their own perspective, and not everybody got to coach Derek. Not everybody saw him practice every day and play the way he did. And so, I felt like he got shortchanged for several years there. But sooner or later, if people actually study the video, players like this guy get in.
Coach Bill Curry right now inside the game here in Tuscaloosa on a Throwback Thursday presented by Brian Harden Construction. What was it like looking at opposing teams try to scheme around Derek Thomas?
Well, it was an analytical matter. It was just a matter of seeing what their blocking schemes and finding the weakest blocker on a given play and making sure that Derek was lined up there. And one of the great things that Derek could do among many was to get lined up in the right place virtually all the time. Not 100%, but almost 100%. So he just had a great instinct, and he could get lined up, and it didn't matter much what they got in. He was going to make plays.
He did the same thing
in the NFL. He dominated the NFL.
He did, and was elected into the Pro Football Hall of Fame a number of years before he was the College Football Hall of Fame. Coach Curry, did you stay connected with Derek throughout his NFL career?
No, we lost touch, and I regret that very much. I wish I had stayed in touch better, but you can't keep up with everybody, and Derek was doing great, and I figured he was having a great career, and he didn't need me. There were some other guys who did, but I regret that very much, that we didn't stay in closer touch.
Coach Bill Curry coached here at the University of Alabama when Derek Thomas I want to walk you back to the Penn State game where Derek Thomas just had one of those games that, you almost say one of the greatest defensive performances. I think Brett Musburger at the time at CBS said you'll never probably witness something like that again in sort of life, and talking about the defensive matchup and the way that he sacked the quarterback at Penn State. What do you remember about that game?
Well, I remember the score was 8-3. That's one thing. They had a true freshman quarterback, and Tony Sack, who was a fine player later. And there was a scheme that they really couldn't deal with for the blockers they had. And Derek was free in their backfield all day long, and it was withering. It was an amazing performance, one of the best I've ever seen.
Coach, you know that pressure, and we talk about it quite often. And I know that you just had surgery, and we're gonna let you get back and continue the healing process. We do take a couple of minutes to thank you so much for helping us out. But to help us understand that pressure, as we travel throughout the offseason, we look at Alabama 11-2. It was a disappointing season to the Bama Nation. They didn't win a national title. Can you talk about the pressure of being the coach at the University of Alabama?
Well, if you're somebody that wants to coach at Alabama, then you provide the pressure. Nick Saban doesn't feel pressure from somebody else. Nick Saban feels pressure from Nick Saban. He wants to win every game. Most of us who try to do those jobs have that very same asset. So you don't worry much about whether somebody else is putting pressure on you unless they want to fire you, and then if they want to do that, they can. But I assure you, Nick's not worried about pressure. He provides the pressure. It's like when somebody asked Henry Jordan one time, does Lombardi have ulcers? He said, no, but he's a carrier.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
Coach, too. Yeah.
Coach, you played under a legendary coach as well, Bobby Dodd there at Georgia Tech. Looking at the great coaches that you've coached with and as a player, as an assistant coach, what makes the good coaches great?
They have a special connection with the players that the rest of us do not have, and they can get the guys to do things that they wouldn't ordinarily do. I saw Nick Saban when he was at Michigan State, and I was a new ESPN analyst, and I saw him go up and down the sideline and get his guys to perform better than they were capable of performing. And I said at the time, this guy's going to be a great coach. You didn't even have to be smart to see it. Now, there are a few people that have got it, and most of us don't, but the ones that do have it have a tremendous advantage.
You look at Coach Saban, certainly has been able to accomplish a lot in college football. When you hear him compared with Coach Bryant, you followed in some of those same footsteps. Is that a fair analysis or comparison?
Oh, I don't get into any comparisons of one coach to another because that's dangerous territory. You can get on family territory and what people's emotional opinions are, and so I wouldn't dare compare or contrast coaches. They're both great coaches. That should be enough.
Coach, final question about college football. As we look at the game that you've been involved with since the early 60s as a player, transition as a coach, coaching here at the University of Alabama, coaching in the NFL, could you ever have dreamed that the popularity of college football would have arrived at the occasion that we're at now? The game is at a peak.
No, I really didn't. I didn't think it would reach this level, and it's reached beyond reason because now you've got institutions that are selling out and doing things that intentionally harm academics so they can have a good football team, or they think it's going to help them have a good football team. And that's a point of diminishing returns. So it's alarming to see those things happening, and I hope that we can do some things to help eliminate that sort of practice. But, no, I never thought it would get as big or as much money as it is.
What can we do, Coach?
We can see reason. The boards of trustees can make decisions that are good for the whole university and not just to see if you can get more guys to play who don't read at an eighth grade level. And I'm not talking about any specific school. It's happened at several schools in the last few years. That's the stuff you have to stamp out, and you can do it from the very top of the university.
Coach Bill Curry, inside the game here in Tuscaloosa. Coach, I do appreciate you helping me out. Talk about Derek Thomas. Everybody's really excited throughout college football. It's not just here in Tuscaloosa, but excited to see the name Derek Thomas be selected to be a member of the College Football Hall of Fame. And as his head coach, I know you have to have a sense of pride today that he was elected and was selected to be his ride.
Nobody deserves it more than Derek. So I am happy for him. I just wish he were here to enjoy it.